It's 7:35. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast. How lovely to get your messages in about Graham. Yes, Graham Robbenheimer is back with us every Sunday morning for a news roundup, and he'll be doing some local stories for us and some stories from abroad, but won't be stepping on Gavin Gray's toes. We just need to point that out. Dorothy says, morning SJ and Graham. So lovely to hear Graham's voice again. Indeed it is. Morning Sarah, just wanted to say hello to Mr. Robbenheimer. It's good to hear your voice. When are you coming back on air for more stories at Cape Talk? Amina asks. Next Sunday, Amina. Thank you very much. Sue says, nice to wake up to Graham's voice. Yes, it is. What a treat, SJ, to have you and Graham on together. I know. I feel a bit spoiled, to be honest with you. I do. The comparisons of London, Joburg, York and Paarl. This is going to be a real treat addition to your show, and a reminder that we are not unique with our problems and potholes. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, we are delighted to have Graham with us. So he'll be back for Sunday News Review next Sunday. Right, at 7:36. Let's see what Jeff's got for us this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. A cool 20 degree high predicted for Cape Town today. The wind starts off from the northwest, eventually swinging through to the west as the day goes on. The wind never really gets any real strength to it, but possibly the biggest telltale that winter is well on its way. Sunrise 7:13 and sunset tonight will be at just a quarter past six. Some feedback from a recent major mountain cleanup on Sunday, April 14th, 46 volunteers, including mountain rescue people and Mountain Club of South Africa members, removed about 169 kilograms of junk from the upper ledges of Table Mountain. The group was divided into three teams based on their mountaineering experience to collect litter and carry it to the top of the mountain. Big thanks to Table Mountain Aerial Cableway for donating the lift passes and lunch packs for all that removed and collected litter. Also to City Rock, who sent some staff and then donated more than a dozen lucky prizes. Some sad news this past week for penguin lovers at the De Hoop Nature Reserve in the Western Cape. A honey badger has killed 11 endangered African penguins, and this has raised concerns amongst conservationists, and that's due to the dire situation that African penguins find themselves in at the moment. The discovery was made during a routine inspection at the colony. Honey badgers, they're really known for their persistence and ability to ingeniously work out entry or escape strategies. They managed to breach the protective fences designed to keep predators away from the penguins. And as I said, the conservationists remain determined now to create a safe breeding space for African penguins. And the measures apparently are going to include reinforcing vulnerable areas, also looking at deterrents like lights or scent to discourage honey badgers. But I do know that honey badgers are not easily discouraged, and they're going to have their hands full now that the little honey badgers are aware that the penguins are there. Over 200 penguins have been released into the colony after being hand-reared at Sandkop, and we will be keeping you updated on that. We mentioned last week the large number of turtle hatchlings that have been washed up and rescued over the past few weeks. And on that same note, some great news coming from the Two Oceans Aquarium. In partnership with the V&A Waterfront, they've announced that in 2026, they'll be opening the doors to a new state-of-the-art turtle conservation center in Granger Bay. It's going to be the first of its scale in Africa. The new facility builds on the long-term conservation strategy of the Two Oceans Aquarium. It'll enable them not just to expand their existing turtle conservation work, and great work being done by Talitha Noble and her team, but also to better share this work through public education and participation. That's great news. Lots to look forward to there. That's where I'll be leaving it for today. Have a great week.